IVM.
Hey, I'm Zane.
Hi everyone, I'm Avanti.
And today, the both of us are going to talk about something that a lot of people don't really want to talk about. Mental health.
And illness.
Yes, that's right, and illness. Because we feel that there's way too much of a stigma attached to this, and we feel that at least getting people to talk about it would be the first step in challenging that stigma, right, Avanti?
Yeah. Trying to sound convincing.
Okay, well, I mean, you tried. But the thing is that this is all true. This is the reason that we're here.
Yeah.
And this is very personal to me, because it's only over the last couple of years that I sort of came to terms with the fact that I've been dealing with my own mental health issues. Mm-hmm. I think I've been dealing with depression for over 10 years or something like that.
Wow. I know. I remember because when we met in 2016, that's when we had a conversation and you really opened up.
Yeah, that's right.
You said, I feel like I've been depressed since I was like 15 or 16.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know till like 2015 or 2016. Maybe.
Basically.
But just before that, do you want to, should we talk a little bit about marbles?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. All of this kept in mind. That's the reason why we're here. I took towards the end of 2016, so a little over a year ago, I took a leap of faith, posted a status on Facebook saying, you know what, this is what I've been dealing with, and now I'm doing something about it only recently, but I'm in such a better space because of it. And the more I spoke to friends, so many people were able to relate to the things that I was talking about. And that was like the genesis to start an initiative to raise awareness about mental health.
Mm.
Flash forward a year later, here we are doing our very first episode of a podcast.
Yeah.
It's been a ride, don't you think?
It's been a journey.
Yeah.
So what, because I remember vaguely what your post was about. Because you said you put stuff up that you were dealing with and loads of people resonated with it.
Yeah.
What were those things? You're saying you're depressed, but like, what was that for you?
So I'll tell you what, I'll give you a little bit of a background so you have some context. So I said I've been dealing with this since I was, say, 16. And the things that I didn't know what that was. And because of the environment that I was in, be it the fact that I was in boarding school or the fact that, you know, I kind of fell victim to the whole manly culture thing of, you know, mm-hmm. I've got to be a dude. I shouldn't be talking about shit. And when I did try.
Shouldn't be feeling shit.
Yeah, I shouldn't be feeling shit.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
In fact, I do remember when I spoke to a couple of guys back then about things.
Like what things?
Like I remember my first breakup and I felt kind of lousy about it back in high school, and I was very vulnerable, and I tried talking to a couple of guys about it. Mm. Even though they meant well, it was very like, bro, just chill the fuck out. Shit happens. Mm-hmm. Go out, go meet someone else, go hook up with this girl or whatever. And I was like, okay, maybe this is just how I'm supposed to do it. But the things that this kind of just perpetuated over years, there were points where I just straight up woke up in the morning and just I could feel this heavy weight on my chest saying, you know, don't get up, don't get up, don't get up. And I vividly remember the first time that happened. And there's many instances that I could give you where I felt something very specific.
Like, what do you mean?
Okay. So the very first time I felt like this, I still vividly remember. This was after I graduated from high school. And I just moved to Bombay. This was the first time I was actually living here.
Because you lived in, because you were at boarding school.
I was in boarding school, right, yeah. Like, we'd come here for the holidays and we'd hang out then, but that was about it. Mm. I was one of the few people in my class who was taking a year off.
Okay.
So the thing is that
after school, after 12th grade.
Yes, after the 12th. Yeah. So now, the first couple of months were great because, you know, we were all hanging out, we were partying, and I initially thought, okay, great, a year off, I'm going to have a lot of fun and blah, blah, blah. Biggest mistake I ever thought of, you know. Because after a couple of months, basically everyone else went off to college. A lot of them went to America. A lot of them went to the UK. Some of them started their lives here. And then I found myself in a complete routine. I'd get up, sit on my computer, go back to sleep. And this just perpetuated And I felt myself just not doing anything. I felt my parents being like, you know what, Zane, would you do something? Mm. And I just found myself in this vicious cycle of spiraling, spiraling, spiraling. And I just felt useless. Like I had no purpose whatsoever. Like I just didn't feel like I had a reason to be waking up in the morning at all.
Mm. So now just like, you know, because you said that the first time you felt, you were talking about, you know, toxic masculinity before.
Yeah.
But that wasn't when you broke up with your girlfriend and you were feeling lousy. Do you think that you felt the same sense of purposelessness and, you know, worthlessness, or that you were feeling later, like after the 12th, or was it different?
I think it was very different. Yeah. That was very different. Because
that was like sadness?
That was real sadness. Yeah. And that was me just yearning for that, you know, acknowledgement and validation all over again. But I also do vividly remember kind of playing into that whole manliness thing of, you know what, relationships and to hell with connections, mm-hmm. and all of that. After our breakup, I was like, I'm going to be a man's man. I'm just going to like carry the weight of the world. It's so weird. Like, I still remember how I fantasize about being mysterious and carrying the burden of emotions on my shoulders. I thought that's what would have made me cool and interesting. Yeah. It f***ed me up for 10 years.
Like a burden of emotion on your shoulders, but not really feeling the emotion or allowing yourself to express it at all.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, I think everyone has some form of, you know, story in that way. I think I actually want to throw the exact same question at you. You were one of the first people that wrote back to me after I posted that status on Facebook. What draw you to, you know, it's funny. This is not scripted. I've actually never asked Avanti this question. What, in fact, drew you to get in touch with me?
I thought it was incredibly powerful, very brave for you to come out and speak about your own experience of mental health, of depression, right? Let's just call it what it is.
Right.
And I thought it was brave because, you know, and we hear this a lot. It's like, oh, he's so brave for talking about it and she's so brave for talking about it. And then there's a part of, you know, society that says, well, you know, he or she is a privileged, you know, male or privileged female living in like an urban city. And of course he or she can talk about it. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
But to come out, because only you know, the kind of backlash or the kind of scorn you're going to face when you come out publicly about
It was scary
what you're
to
going
do.
Through.
It was scary to do.
Yeah, I remember you said. And I was just like, this is amazing. Like, I love that he's put it out there and he's got overwhelming support for it. Because when I was 17 was when I had my first, 18 was when I had my first bout of a pretty bad depression.
Okay.
And I remember really, really blaming myself for it. And, you know, the same old stuff, you know, I'm just being lazy. I don't know why I can't do this. And I'm so inadequate and everyone's better than me.
But what was that situation? Why did you find yourself saying these things to yourself?
I think what had happened for me was I had a sense of isolation and alienation.
Okay.
A real sense of like inadequacy.
But where did that come from? Were you living here or were you somewhere else?
Oh, so I had moved to, I was living in, you know, I lived in Pune, then I went to Bangalore to study, and then I went to England to study. But before I went to England, a couple of months before I went, my boyfriend at the time died.
Oh, okay.
And he, you know, you're 17 and a half, nearly 18, and I was going out with him for 3.5 years. We were best friends, and it was, you know, first love, and it was, it was lovely. It was such a great relationship.
Right.
And then he was no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had started.
It happened suddenly, did it?
It happened suddenly. He had an accident.
Oh, God. Okay.
And everyone had just graduated from their 12th and we were all on to life, you know, ready to like live college and university and stuff. And he wasn't there. And it was really like shattering. It was like, what just happened to my world here?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, 2 months after he died, or 3 months after, I went off to university in England. And man, that was a culture shock because right. I was like, us an 18-year-old Indian kid, and we are mollycoddled a little bit more.
We are.
I mean, at least I was. And I was thrown into this big bad world of, you know, British drinking and like all kinds of things, which sounds really exciting now, but it was scary back then. And I was pretty, like, I found it difficult to, I mean, I made friends and stuff, but I found it difficult to connect with people because I was still holding on so tightly to my close friendships back at home.
Right. And I'm guessing that what abruptly ended with your boyfriend back then was still strongly lingering at the back of your mind,
well,
or
I,
was it?
Well, I didn't feel like it was, but I think what happened was about 6 or 7 months after that is when I started feeling these symptoms of depression, you know, what was called depression back then.
Right.
And the doctor that I went to, and he was like, oh, it looks like you've got something called a delayed grief response.
Okay.
Which is when you don't grieve properly after a death, and it catches up with you, you know, quote unquote.
And that's why you started to feel this sense of isolation, and you blamed yourself for that.
Yeah, I think it was just I wasn't able to give myself the time to grieve, I guess, or to just feel whatever spectrum of feelings I was feeling.
Right.
So I have my own, you know, experiences with mental health issues and depression and really getting in the way of regular functioning.
Yeah.
And that's what, and then, you know, now I'm a mental health professional.
Right.
But when I read your post, I was just like, yes,
that's
like
an amazing
so
transformation.
Many more people.
That's an amazing transformation to go from dealing with that. That's, and I get it as well, that sense of inadequacy of not feeling, you know, good enough to do anything. And then, and so in turn, you just procrastinate and put stuff off because you just couldn't be asked to do anything at all. To go from that to be a mental health professional is an amazing step. And that's, I'm guessing there's a lot of, I don't know, be it rude awakenings along the way or epiphanies along the way.
I think, you know, there's this like familiar saying in the mental health field, which says that people who become counselors often want to heal people because they really just want to heal themselves. And it's probably true. You know,
maybe that's the reason why we're also doing this podcast. We're trying to figure out what's going on with us.
Yeah.
On that note, I think we're just going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back to Marbles.
Marbles Lost and Found.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually came up with that name because if it isn't obvious already, you know, sometimes you lose your marbles and the hope is that sometimes, you know,
find them again.
Hopefully maybe one or two
if
less.
You're lucky. Yeah. It's quite something, you know, like when I posted this status on Facebook, we were briefly talking about during the break. I mentioned how so many people were able to relate, and the more I spoke to people both in our social circles about things that they were dealing with, it was just, to me, so overwhelming and emotional and just humbling how they expressed themselves. The feelings of, you know, being a, at least for me, I'm a music producer and I've been a music producer now for about 4 years. I feel that being a creative, there's so much room for self-doubt. There's just so much room to wonder, okay, is this good? Is this shit? Is the client going to say this is absolute rubbish? Okay, can I put out an album? I put out an album last year. The amount of effort personally, mentally to do that was just intense. And, you know, when I spoke to people about similar things, they were like, yes, when it comes to our work, when it comes to friends and family, just not knowing how to express certain things sometimes with family because Indian families can be really hard to communicate with sometimes, and just all the aggravation that goes into just hiding certain things and suppressing certain things and feeling that you're manipulative and blaming yourself for that because that's just your environment, feeling terrible because, you know, work is not going the way you want it to, therefore you must be a shit person because your work is a reflection of yourself and so on, especially if you're creative. And the amount of people that told me that they're also seeking counselors or in turn asked me if I knew counselors after that, that was what I think really pushed me to try doing something about it, some form of initiative, the podcast. And that's where we are, because to me, it was so obvious. Like, everyone feels the same way, the feelings of not feeling good enough, the ways of feeling angry or sad for no reason or whatever. So,
well, and the extreme manifestation of that is suicide.
Yes,
exactly. Which is so fucking big in our country.
It is.
And the little feelings that, you know, build up and lead to it just don't get nipped in the bud.
Yeah.
Or addressed. And I think that's what we're trying to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, just start nipping things in the bud.
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of people don't get it. You read in the paper every day almost about how some person has committed suicide on account of this. And in our country where, for example, grades, there's so much pressure on marks. You to get your name plastered on the side of a bus. For some reason, that's supposed to be prestigious. And then when marks come out and when merit lists come out, people set themselves ablaze. And the amount of effort and cramming that goes into equating your self-worth with a percentage, that's so messed up. Mm-hmm. And it really bothers me. And so I do remember a couple of times where people, close friends, actually not even close friends of mine, people that I haven't spoken to like in years, they just wrote to me either on Facebook or via email saying, you know what, I never expected this to come from you. I just kind of thought, you know, you were just one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, there you go. That's just it. The masculinity card that I've just sort of fallen victim to over the few years. Yeah, we just thought you were one of the dudes. And we really appreciate, you know, someone said, you know, I really, really appreciate you opening up to me like this because I've been dealing with my own fair share of depression for a number of years now, or someone really close to them has been dealing with either another form of mental illness. It just so happens that, you know, in this conversation, we're talking a little bit more about depression because that's to do with the two of us. For me, it was just so inspiring that people that I may not have been able to relate to after such a long time were able to turn around and say, man, thank you so much for doing this. And to me, it just felt so nice that we are doing something about it in some way. Just getting people to be open, that means a lot to me personally.
Yeah. Right. And I think this talking about emotions piece, I've noticed this so much, but I don't know if this resonates with you at all. I feel like from a very young age, we're taught in India, you know, in our society at least, that there are only two emotions in life. There is joy and there is anger. And there is nothing in between. So hurt, disappointment, guilt, sadness, fear, worry, right? We are not taught that these are valid emotions.
Yeah.
And so because we're not taught they're valid emotions, we're not taught how to express them.
Right.
Because we're not taught how to express them, we're not taught how to take them. When people do, you know, out of the blue, sometimes express disappointment or hurt or loneliness or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's where I think we want to bring the conversation to, right? The fact that this is feelings stuff. This is stuff about feelings.
Exactly.
And that's basically life.
Yeah, that's basically life. And you know, and you know what? This is our first episode. And as Avanti rightfully said, this is normal. This is life. And you know what? If any of you listening out there have stories that you want to share, that you may have questions about, please do write in to us. We are available at writetomarbles@gmail.com. That's writetomarbles@gmail.com. Do keep in mind, though, that we aren't a perfect substitute for mental health care, but we are just here to, you know, talk about things, and maybe as we discuss things that you feel you want to talk about, hopefully something opens up for you.
Yeah, we really look forward to that part of it, because it's really, otherwise it's an echo chamber. It's me and Zane talking to each other about our own mental health issues, but we really want to hear from everyone.
Yeah, we want to keep this a conversation, and it remains a conversation when we hear from listeners like you.
Yeah. So Zane, do you want to share what your status was?
Yeah, actually, because I think I've rambled on about it quite a bit in this podcast. So you know what, just as a final note to our listeners, let me just share the status that I put up almost a year ago.
More than a year ago.
More than a year ago, sorry. Yeah. Yes, more than a year ago. And here we are now. Hey guys, over the next couple of months, I will be working on raising awareness about an issue that's very important to me, and I'm sure to many of you too, mental health. It's common knowledge that this is still taboo in our society and others as well. A lot of people stay quiet, not knowing how to voice their thoughts and feelings. They are told to walk it off, grow up, or asked why they just can't be happy. This mindset needs to change. I have seen people waste away and give up so easily because there are things that they don't know how to express and in turn don't know how to deal with. I myself am definitely one of those people. I've lost count of the number of times I've felt completely jaded, insignificant, small, futile, and just plain worthless, carrying all this on my shoulders for about 10 years before I realized I needed help. And I'm in a better place because of it. I'm not talking about raising awareness about any one mental ailment. I'm talking about the importance of mental health overall and how little importance we actually give it in our day-to-day lives. Something as simple as being able to talk to someone without feeling judged, embarrassed, or pathetic. That doesn't even have to be with a mental health professional, but with friends and family, and a lot of people aren't even comfortable with that. My goal is to empower people to be brave. I'm currently putting together a plan to get the ball rolling with this, and this will take some time. I'm posting this because this isn't something I can do on my own. This will only work if like-minded people like you also see the necessity and importance of this. If you want to help with this in any way at all, and that can be as simple as a status share or to spread the message, please get in touch. Either comment on this post or message me, and I will get you up to speed with what I'm looking to do. Of course, I'm open to suggestions and concerns as well. This is bigger than me or any of us individually. Hope to hear from you.
That made me a little emotional, but thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. This is the first episode of Marbles Lost and Found, signing off. Catch Marbles Lost and Found every week on the IVM app, website, or anywhere you get your podcasts from.